Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, world. I am Kevin.
Hello.
And welcome to the Middleman Talk Show.
And I am Alan, and we are about to kick it off people today, March 29th, 2009. And it's 5 o'clock Central Time. And if you're over in the Eastern Time Zone, wherever you are, you know, hoping you're all having a good day, because I am. What about you, G?
Man, I'm wonderful, man. Just over here fighting a little headache, man. But, you know, everything's going to be everything, man. I'm excited for today. I know, man, another week to be alive, another day to be alive. So that's good enough for me, you know?
Yeah. So what's been going on in the world of today? I know we have Louisville, this big Michigan State, you know. So that was a good thing for Louisville. Congratulations to them guys over there, them Wildcats.
Oh, yeah. And the NCAA, man, it's crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, there's a lot of things going on, but we're going to definitely, you know what I'm saying, put y'all up on what's going on out here in the world right now. But, man, last week, it went down with that, man. Jen, that was our girl. That's our girl. But I think we really showed our ass last week, man. I don't know what we talked about last week, Al.
Well, last week, people, if you wasn't listening last week, whatever, last week's show was, of course the title was, I Ain't Paying for Shit. And basically what the show consisted of was, you know, the first date. You know, the perception of the first date. Who should pay for what? Should the guy always pay? Or should female pay some time? Or should you just go Dutch? And we had a nice little discussion. You know, a nice little, you know, a little, I wouldn't say it was an argument, but it was sort of like a debative type of conversation or whatever. And, you know, we had some good points to come across. And we had, you know, some good things that were actually kind of resolved with it, I guess, and basically, the gist of it is, you know, who identifies or asks that person out on the date should be the one who should actually pay for it.
And
but
those,
typically, you know, as far as being a gentleman, guys are more typically to want to actually be and actually initiate those dates. So,
well, you know, I checked out the polls, man, and it looks like we had you know, two little issues that we want to ask everybody about. Should there be sex on the first date? And overwhelmingly, like, everybody said no, we shouldn't have sex on that first date. Then, you know, they was like, who should pay? Man, this is gonna shock you right here, dog. We got more people to vote for the women should pay.
Wow.
So, you know, like they said for the election last time, you know, if you want to have your vote counted, make sure you go to our website.
We are the middlemen.ning.com.
We are the middlemen.ning.com to vote. I mean, dude, when I saw the results, I was like, wow, man, it was sticking to what we were saying last week. Yeah, these women should pay. But I ain't mad at none of them. So if they want to sit up there and think that we're not going to, you know, put that all up in their face this time, man, hey, I ain't paying for nothing. I say it again.
Right.
Yeah, so this week we definitely got an incredible show. We're going to continue on with our theme. It's not necessarily men versus women, but, you know, we want to put a little enlightenment in people as far as what we go through as far as with our relationships, as, you know, with men and women. So this week we definitely got a good hot subject for you guys. And basically, man, I'm ready for this today.
Oh. You know I'm ready. I'm always ready. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I step out the shower, put my clothes on, you know what I'm saying, lotion up, put my smell good on, you know what I'm saying, I'm 189% ready.
Yeah.
Always.
The show.
I'm ready for this day. The show.
And then, man, I mean, on a somber note, though, hey, man, you know, like we were saying, we're going to tell them a little bit what's going on out here in the world right now, man. Oh, man, we had a little incident out there in Texas this past week, man, and maybe a lot of y'all know about it, a lot of y'all don't know about it, but we had an incident where an NFL star was on the highway and, you know, had to run a couple of lights to get to the hospital. The reason being, his mother-in-law was dying. He pulled up to the hospital. You know, the officer said, hey, what you trying to do? You trying to run from me or whatever? But most people were like, hey, man, you see the guy in the parking lot of the hospital at the emergency door. Go ahead and let him go. But, man, they weren't trying to have that. That dude wasn't trying to have it. So he gave the guy a ticket. And basically the nurse and the staff came out and was like, hey, this guy need to get up here, speak with his mother-in-law before she died. And the cop was like, well, hey, I'll be finished in a minute. Man, that was so cold, man. So,
right. And I think, you know what I'm saying, she did pass away.
Yeah, she did before he got up there. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you're in a situation with the cops and you're driving while black, you know, I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. You know, do everything you need to do to make sure you ensure that you're going to live through that situation. Because, you know, a lot of people are getting killed. A lot of people are getting shot. Yep. And even with this situation right here, I know it's a very cold and sad situation. That cop could have taken to the extreme and shot this guy, saying, hey, he was a fugitive and was trying to get away or something.
Yeah. I think they do. I'm thinking now this actual thing is probably leaked on YouTube. You can actually go and watch it probably.
Yeah, they already have it there.
Probably go back and look at it and see, because the cop was actually screaming at these people, and they're out there, you know, they were trying to explain themselves and explain to him that his mother-in-law was about to pass away and died, and they were trying to get up there to see her before she passed or whatever, and, you know, all of that. You know, I mean, you got to have a kind heart, you know what I'm saying, at times like this, man. You know, I mean, cops, they take it too seriously, and, you know, things like this happen. And
yeah, at least show some type of compassion, man.
Yeah.
Some type of compassion. This lady is dying. And speaking of another sad little situation, man, just got word of up in Carthage, North Carolina, about 60 miles outside of Raleigh. We had a situation where 7 residents and one nurse was killed by a gunman, 45-year-old Robert Stewart. They say he didn't have any relatives that actually were in that particular nursing home. He just is out here shooting people, man. I don't know if it's because of the economy or what's going on, man. We got people out here just going crazy. So, I mean, with that said, you know, there's another situation. You got to watch yourself and be careful out here in these streets, man. And I think it's real sad,
right.
But on a lighter
like
note,
that. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say on a lighter note, man. We do have a very exciting college season going on, and we had Louisville just bite the dust, man. They just gone. They done. Lost to Michigan State, man.
Well, I'll still root for them guys, you know what I'm saying, next year, you know what I'm saying, they going to be out there, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, most definitely.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to move on to the first song of the day, people, you know what I'm saying. You know, we really want to go and get into these shows. We're going to move on to the first song of the day.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the song, G? What's the track we're going to play first?
Chocolate Star. Yeah, we don't have the artist name, but we'll definitely get that for you just in case you're inquisitive about it. You can hit us up at wearethemiddleman@gmail.com if you want to have any questions or you want to have any things answered during the show. Make sure you hit us up with that. And the first song of the day, like Al said, is Chocolate Star. Check it out.
All right.
Well, all right. Constellation, are you from?
Love, hey,
you my chocolate sister.
Yeah,
that would be you, love. Let's talk to you.
Hey, little lady, you shot from above. You're my chocolate sister. You know who you are, yeah. And every day you come with such love. You're my chocolate sister.
Let me talk to you for a second.
You know who you are.
Hey, now, excuse me, sister.
You.
Allow me to mention how I would love to find out who you are. Yeah.
Cause
the first time I saw you with my eyes. Was amazed by your grace when I saw you from afar. Yeah. Now don't deny you. See every guy who wants to come close, but you won't let them come near. No. Well, either way, you are so lovely, and you've taken my breath from me. Every time I'm around and you appear, lady, I thought you should know.
Hey, little lady, you should know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know who you are, yeah. And every day you come with a smile. You're my chocolate. You know who you are,
check.
Yeah.
Now the first time I looked into your eyes, I was stuck in a gaze and I could not turn away.
He
not
was
for the
caught
life
up
of
in
me.
The look of love. Came so suddenly, hoping you'd be loving me.
Girl, I'm stuck on who you are. Every day you are a star. Yes, you.
Hey, little lady, you shot.
Yeah.
You're my chocolate star. You know who you are. Yeah.
No.
And every day you come with me.
All right, people, we are back on live, and that was Chocolate Star, man. That's a powerful song, man. I like that, man. You know, it's talking about the good things about your woman, man. You know
I know, man. I feel good about it, man, because, you know, last week we kind of beat up on the ladies a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, man, we had to rebound off of that. You know, I'm like, man.
Ladies,
man,
if you're listening, I apologize. Leah82, I apologize that I'm speaking in general for the guy. But
I'm not apologizing.
This week, we're going to move into today's topic, the traditional woman versus the 21st century woman. Have our women of today forgot how to be a woman's woman, such as cooking, cleaning, taking care of the kids, taking care of their man, you know, taking care of the house in general, you know, have they forgot how to do that? And who is more desirable by men of today? Is it the 21st century woman or is it the traditional one? And who is more successful in relationships? And who do men prefer the most? So, you know, we're going to try to touch on all of that. And, you know, we're also going to think about, you know, saying what do women think of their men expect from them? And also, do women feel intimidated about what society displays as the perfect woman? And have all women assimilated into the corporate world of working, being independent, and resulting or also becoming unmarried single women?
Definitely a trend. And if you're on the line right press number one. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear your comments today. If you're female, you want to get a little get back for last week, go ahead and press that number one. You know what I'm saying? Or you can get on our message board, and we have someone on the board right now that'll take your question live right now. Make sure you hit us up because this is going to be a conversation.
So, let's start off, I think, with the first question. Have women of today forgot how to be woman's woman?
Yeah. I think.
Okay, go ahead.
You want me to tell you? Want me to tell you what I
would say?
I would say
yes to Z. Uh-huh. You know, well, certain women, depending on the environment in which they grow up in,
right?
Certain women, but of course the majority or really, there's not a lot of, I would say, women that are out there who are like our grandmother and mother.
Right.
And great grandmother. You know, there are not a lot of them out there like that anymore.
Well,
you know.
You know what, man? I feel the same way, and I know a lot of people may disagree with us, but I will say that there's nothing wrong with a woman being ambitious, you know, goal-driven, things of those natures. But man, you come home, man, I ain't got no food on the table, dog, and I'm like, man, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know how to cook. I can cook when my wife come home, but when I come home, I expect the same thing. And I think a lot of women have forgotten that. I have a lot of friends, and it's a conversation that a lot of guys have behind the scenes in the barbershops, things like in places like that. You know, we quick to say, man, these women going crazy now.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
And if any of you out there feel like y'all disagree with us and you got anything you want to say, go ahead and press 1. I know we got a lot of people online listening today. So we appreciate each one of y'all that's calling in to check out the Middleman Talk Show.
Right.
But yeah, Al, I definitely agree with that statement, man. I definitely feel like the women now, man, they forgot how to be a woman, because it's all about the power that they can, you know, show and how forceful that I am on my environment. You know, I'm getting in here and I'm being this woman. Oh, look at the swagger thing. Figure what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That whole swagger thing and how much I can make you feel my womanhood. But I mean, I'm not a woman, so I can't speak for that.
Well, I can. It's Jen. I can. And I will say that most women want to be a traditional woman. We have a lack in traditional men, and that's why a lot of women feel that it's unnecessary for them to be this quote-unquote, you know, Betty Crocker homemaker. You know, I'm not coming home and slaving over the kitchen and you not being, you know, the hard-working man, you know, going out doing what you're supposed to do.
Well, Jen, think about it from this standpoint, though. Somebody got to do it. You know what I'm saying? If we don't have anybody to pick up the trash, everything gonna get dirty. Who the hell's gonna do it?
True. But we in this society, we split it 50-50. You know, like if you a man and I don't do anything, like if you think I'm gonna go to work and then come home and be Betty Crocker, Miss Blade, you know, take care of the kids, you know, fix you something to eat, and then you know, have sex with you after, you know, a long day of work and do all this stuff. I ain't doing all of that. And you just go to work and you just do that?
Hey, well, check this out. We may have someone that may disagree or not, probably don't agree with you, but caller 678-651, you are on live with the Middleman. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, man. It's Nick Eden.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Nothing
appreciate
much.
Appreciate you, baby.
I have to comment on Baby Girl's comment, and I halfway agree with her. I definitely agree that anyone who goes out and works a long day, long hard day, when you get home, you just want to kick your feet up for a second. You want to relax. But this is my thing about it. I think that the problem with us nowadays is that you have too many men who want to be the traditional man when it's convenient to them. You have too many women who want to be traditional women when it's convenient to them. Life is not about conveniency.
So you're saying that it's more of a convenient type situation.
Right, and usually when both parties are trying to be convenient, it's at the same time, and it clashes. I personally feel like this, and I'm not married, so I'm not speaking on married couples. I can't speak on couples who have lived together.
Right.
Yes, if I've worked a long, hard day, and I come home, I want some dinner to be made.
Right.
If I get home before my wife gets home from work or before my girlfriend gets home from work, then yeah, I have no problem cooking. But this is my thing. I just paid the mortgage yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
I paid the lights yesterday. Like, let's not be traditional when it's convenient. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Otherwise, you just need to be single and just wait until you find someone who's willing to deal with whatever it is that you have going on.
But do you feel like, go ahead, Al.
I want to make a comment on this, Nick, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Jen, you know, since you can click back in, and anybody else who's listening on the line, please comment after I make this comment right here. We have a lot of younger women growing up these days that have not, been properly trained on how to actually take care of a man like how our mothers and grandmothers were actually taught. You know, they don't know how to cook, don't know how to clean, They don't know how to do jack. You know, so I don't think they know how to do is go to school and put on makeup. And that's it. Now, that's my problem right there. You know, so that's the thing that I disagree with, because when you actually get into a relationship and you get to know that woman, you know, a lot of guys, they're gonna deter away from you, because the only thing that they feel that you are actually good for is sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
True that.
That is it.
So how would you phrase that to everybody that, you know, checking it out right now? I mean, do you think the young women that's, you know, they limited to all that, just lifting their legs up, that's all they can do? Is that basically what you're saying?
I mean, in my opinion, G, you know, if you, I mean, of course, if a guy, you know, cannot get none of that, or actually if a girl doesn't have all those qualities, that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, the only thing in which a guy would, you know, a general guy would actually think about. Because, I mean, hey, when he's talking with his guys about, you know, his relationship, and his guys talking to them about their relationship, they're talking about how their girl can cook, she can cook certain food that he like, and she can keep a good house. But when he bring up his girl, he's like, man, I mean, shoot, we have good sex, and that's it.
If you're online out there, make sure you press 1 if you want to make a comment. Nick, how you feel about that?
I gotta agree. I really have to agree. I mean, I look at, I'm a stats person. That's just how I've always been. I'm very much so a stats person. I look at my stats. I look at the fact that I'm a single, working man with no children, no criminal record, in a city like Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
Have options right now. So yeah, I feel like if I'm not being fulfilled in a relationship, then I'm gonna look for fulfillment. Now, some people choose to handle it by cheating. Some people just always will just go ahead and say, you know what, go ahead and end this. But you're gonna find what you want if you're not happy.
True.
I think that nowadays we are past that whole, I'm just gonna stay in something whether I'm happy or not.
Yeah.
Because we all have options. We all have options. And I think a lot of times people don't give guys enough credit for just saying, look, I have options. You have a woman who's in a relationship, and she may go outside of that relationship. Everybody's quick to say, oh, well, he wasn't fulfilling her needs. Well, what about the man's needs? If you're not fulfilling my needs, I have the option to do the exact same thing. If you want it 50-50, it's going to be 50-50.
Okay, well, let me jump in there. Now, since you just said that, which one of these women is more desirable by men of today, you know, to be the traditional woman versus, you know, the 21st century? Like, the traditional woman is the one who can actually take care of a home, take care of the man and all that too, dress nice, look nice. Then you got your traditional women, you know, they're more independent, you know, they're more corporate, you know, of course they dress well and dress nice, but they're more picky, they're easy to blow you off, they only want certain type of men, instead of a guy who probably possess all the qualities in them, but they probably don't have as far as, you know, the financial-wise part of it. Now, which one of those do you feel that, you know, the general public of men actually prefer?
Are you speaking to me now on this one?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it depends on where you are in life. If you're the type of guy who thinks that, you know, that women need to be in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant, you still have guys who think like that.
True that.
I'm not saying there's a negative connotation that goes with that. You know, we're on this earth to multiply. Let's just be honest about it. You know, we wouldn't have reproductive organs if we weren't. At the same time, though, you have to be willing to say, okay, if I want you barefoot and pregnant, I need to handle all this business.
Right.
I need to make sure that I have enough, not just for me to live, but for you and for our family to live. I can't be sitting there trying to knock you up and I'm not working. It doesn't go like that.
I agree. I think that most men don't think like that. And that's why we have this independent revolution among women going on. Because most guys that I have dated, I do want to be that woman, and I think most girls do want to be that girl who comes home and cooks and cleans and does all these great things for her man. Most men that women meet don't do their part. they're lazy. They mm-hmm. don't want to help out. They don't want to pay the bills. They want you to do everything. They
Get
want the woman to be
done.
Your mother. Yeah,
my
they want the
woman.
Well, you're supposed to get my toes and nails done if you're my man. If you want your dinner cooked, you want your house cleaned, then you do those extra perks. You're supposed to pay my bills, supposed to get my nails done, my hair done, my toes done. You're supposed to treat me like a lady.
Last week,
I agree.
We kind of went crazy on this now. Don't let us get back to that. I'm trying to be civil today.
Yeah,
because I'm going to tell you like this.
If there's anybody else on the line that want to comment on that, please press 1 and comment because
it might get ugly right now.
Yeah,
no,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, hold on. If we got somebody right here, we got somebody right here. Call 662-312-6705.
Yeah, that's Jamal.
What's up,
Jamal? What's going on, Mo?
What's up?
All right, welcome, and thank you for calling into the Middleman Talk Show. How are you doing there, bruh?
I'm good. The young lady just made. Those are extras. You know what I'm saying? Eating is a necessity, and that's something that is not a woman's job, but it's something that a man and a woman's job to do, to fix food, to shelter, feed, and clothes, you know what I'm saying? But not to get your nails done, that is extra, you know what I'm saying? That's something that makes you look good, make sure your self-esteem better. It's not something that is a necessity to do.
Those are necessities. As a woman, those are necessities. To make me feel like a woman, that's part. When I do my bills, those go in the necessities category. Because do you want your woman to look? Your woman represents you. So you want her to look nice, don't you?
My woman's going to always look nice, but that's how she has her nails done, because she carry herself accordingly. That's why my woman's going to look nice.
That's grooming.
She might not, you know, she might not have the, you know, money to go get her nails done, but she know how to do it herself at home. You know what I'm saying? So it makes herself look good until she can go get it done. It's not something she has to get done every week, every 2 weeks. She doesn't have to go get fillings whenever she needs them. She don't have to get the false hair put on. She might let her grow. So it's not a necessity.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's something that is wanted to be done, you know what I'm saying? But she wants this blood. They'll grow out and paint them at home in a spare time. And, you know, and feel good about herself, too, because she's making herself look good.
Great comment, Jamal.
Hey, man, we whooping
you know
them again. Oh, God, it's about to start. So
no,
if you don't know,
women,
you
please,
female,
please
uh-huh.
women, please call in.
Defend yourself.
Go ahead. Please, girls, please, somebody press 1. Because I have to say this, girls, you must know that you have to stop accepting these things from men. Stop accepting that they tell you that is not a necessity. Treating you special, taking you out, getting your nails done. Maybe getting my nails done and my hair done, that's what I like to do. But if you like to, you know, do a certain thing, your man should do that. That's what your man should do for you. If he wants you to be this super traditional woman, is super maid, and I call it queen mother whore. If he wants you to be that, then he needs to do things that's necessary for him. He needs to get your nails done or do things that you like.
Now, Jen,
ladies,
I ain't talking about, you know, walking around looking like a cave woman or nothing like that, but
right.
You know what I'm saying? At the same time, like my brother just
no,
said,
I
it ain't a necessity.
That's what I like to do.
I feel you on that, but
girl,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's not a necessity to have your toes done and with the rainbow little designs with
your,
the little crystals on them.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Now, hold up, Gene. And not with me. I mean, I am, like, very picky. Like a mug. I mean, I don't want nobody crawling up in the bed with me and they toes look like they just got through scrubbing their feet across concrete.
No, just like me. Y'all
that.
Taking a toe thing and going way across the road
that.
With it.
The
friends, but not just the toes. Whether you like to get your hair done, your nails done, if you like to go to museums, if you like to buy clothes, whatever that is special to you, whatever you like, your man should do it for you. If you're being the superwoman for him, then he should see it as a necessity
to do the things
you like.
Guess what? And you know what? We're going to have to help you out on this one. Our second song of the day
It's called Cold Star, and it's by Honey Brown from Atlanta, Georgia. And guess what? She's saying the same thing you're saying. So, you know, y'all check it out. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, The Middlemen, and we're about to listen to Cold Star by Honey Brown. Check it out, y'all.
People, and that was a Co-Star
by Honey Brown.
Ooh. Okay, all right, honey. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one, honey.
Yeah, she's pretty good, man. And I like the whole feel of that song, man. I mean, you look at the women now, we consider them to be traditional or either new, modern age, whatever you want to call it, but everybody need a Co-Star, man.
That's
everybody.
Right.
So right now, we're going to go ahead and go into this Talk of the Town with our man. He's back. From off
that
home road, swerving. And he's about to act.
I already know what it is, what it was, what it gonna be like. You know what I'm talking about? The live wise back in the town. You understand me, man? Hey, and this is the Talk of the Town, man. Hey, man, I got to give a big up one time real quick before I get into thanks. You know what I'm talking about? To all my people who came out to the 6th Annual Southern Entertainment Awards. You know what I'm talking about? Tunica, Mississippi went down real heavy. You know what I'm talking about? All my people from A-Town. Tennessee, you know what I'm talking about, from the SIP, you know what I'm talking about, we did it real big, you understand me, man, but we finna get in this tape, man. Talk of the Town is Mr. T-Pain, y'all understand, you know, Mr. Buy You a Drink. He been in the news real heavy, man. He just got into a nice size little golf cart accident, which is kind of crazy, you understand, and lost a couple of teeth, got his face kind of scarred up and everything, man. So no, he missed a couple of concert appearances, missed a little video with Lil Kim, but you know what I'm saying, prayers go out to the man, you know what I'm talking about, get your grill going, you know what I'm talking about, now you put some real diamonds in your mouth, you know what I'm talking about, and it is what it is. moving on, though, you understand me? There is a new law that's about to go into effect where they're trying to pass, man, that everybody needs to keep, you know, a real close eye on. The government now is about to have a snooping clause somehow where they can tap into any personal computer, and if you have copyrighted material that you're not supposed to have on your computer, they can delete it. But the bill itself hasn't went into effect yet, man. But y'all need to keep close eyes on this one, because if that's the case, whatever everybody that's downloading from these sites, y'all not supposed to be downloading from and uploading stuff, man, the U.S. government is about to come get you. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all take it real, real cool on that, man. Back into a few more things, man. I know a lot of y'all been paying attention to the Lil Dancing the Stars, man. Lil Kim on to the next round, you know what I'm saying? So she getting her little 1-2 step on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? More props out to her. Me personally, I couldn't do it. I'm tired of dancing, you know what I'm talking about? We don't dance no more. We just gangster boogie, you understand me? But, you know, this is the Talk of the Town. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to have some more things. So y'all check in. We are the middlemen, NING, you know what I'm talking about, .com. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to have some more news on there, some more reports and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to check back in with you. Oh, yeah. And before I go over here, for all y'all who said Soulja Boy was on some BS, man, he has another number one single, man. So we're going to end it like that. Understand that boy there, man. Already.
All right. That was Dub Jizzle, Talk of the Town, our boy. You know what I'm saying? Bring it as hard and as great as he always does. And he keeps it real, people. He keeps it real. And don't get it twisted. That is an educated black man right there, too, people.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah. So we're going to move into the second segment of today's show. You know, first, you know, we talked about in the first segment how the women of today forgot how to be a woman's woman, you know, such as cleaning, cooking, you know, and taking care of the kids, taking care of the men, taking care of the household, all of that. So now we're going to actually move into, do women feel intimidated about what society displays as the perfect woman, and also have women assimilated into the corporate world of working, being independent, and also being unmarried singles?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I think it's kind of a 70-30 thing going on here. You know, of course, like the independent thing's just been like, it just been like just blew out the water, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's every girl from 8 all the way up is already hollering, she independent. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you gotta for one, you really need to define what independent means,
right,
as far as being an independent woman.
Well, it seems like it is a key phrase of the day, man, and
right,
it's kind of crazy, you know. It's like we got somebody on the line. Let's see what they got to say about this, Al. Caller 228-326. You have a comment. Welcome to the Middleman Show. Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to comment on what that girl was talking about a little while ago about getting your hair and nails done is a necessity.
Yeah.
I think girl got her priorities mixed up, because my necessity is making sure my child got food and clothes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we can more so say you more traditional on that side, huh?
I guess so.
You know, I mean, it's nothing wrong with that. You know, we understand to a certain degree, nothing wrong with, you know, doing something for your mate. But when we say priority, like our man said earlier, food, water, clothing, shelter. That's the necessities, right? Everything else is a perk.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, great comment, caller.
Thank you. Seems like we got Jen want to comment back on that. Let's see what Jen got to say about that. 770-896, Jen, is that you? I guess she kind of didn't want to say nothing back on that one, so we're going to leave that alone. Uh-oh. There she go.
Okay, this is what I want to say. First of all, that's what I like to do. That's what Jen likes to do. Jen likes to get her nails and hair done. That's what I like to do. I'm saying that it is necessary for your man to do something for you that you like to do. That's why this independent revolution is going on, because so many women have been beat up, not literally beat up, but like emotionally scarred by like men just not treating them like a woman, like treating them softly or doing things that they like, or thinking it's necessary to do special things for your lady.
But Jen,
let me
ask you this.
Women have been treated that way. They have this thing where they're saying in their heart, well,
yeah,
I don't need no man to do it for me. I'm going to do it for myself.
And you know what, Jen?
Jen,
I can understand that. But as Al asked earlier, that's part of the corporate imaging of Black America, really, and a lot of the women. You know, you see these images. You know, I mean, do you really feel like that's necessity? Do you feel like that's necessity for you? Because, I mean, think about it. If you didn't have the visuals as far as the magazines, you didn't have the visual as far as television, you didn't have none of this stuff, would you want to be having that done to you?
Right.
You taking the nails and the hair and all that. I'm saying what you like to do. You might like planting flowers. If you like planting flowers, your man should go buy you the best pot and set that he can afford and for you to go plant your own garden if that's what you like to do. If you like to make dresses, then your man should make sure that he has buying you the best sewing set that he can afford for you. I'm saying don't get distracted by the nails and the hair because that's what
right.
I like to do.
Well,
we're not gonna get
distracted by that. But you know, as a traditional woman, a lot of men do want that woman to take care of them, to take care of the kids. As you say, a mother, queen, whore, as you said before. The thing about it now, you got women that are just want to be the queen and the whore. They don't want to be a mother. Now, as being a mother, that's taking care of your family. That's just being maternal. You know what I mean? Just taking care of your man. That's a maternal aspect of having that relationship with that man. Now it seems like everybody just want to be that queen. You know, I want to be treated with the lush, you know, the lush things. And also the whore part. I want to sleep around with whoever I want to sleep around with and have consequence. So we're looking for the answer to which one is better, a traditional or a modern woman. You know, we don't have a problem with either or. But when it comes to the point of, okay, how can we make this relationship better? And the only thing that's going on with you is I'm on your level. And I'm like you said earlier, I'm being a man with a little woman in it. You know what I mean? And if you'd like to comment on our subjects today, please go ahead and press number 1. The number is 778-508-9972.
I will say this, y'all. Like, living in my house, like my parents, like my father, I have never seen my father, while my mother is present, fix his own plate or get something that he needs. She always makes sure that she does that. And she doesn't do that because she's a slave or she's this, you know, traditional woman. She does it because she feels that he does provide for her and he does, you know, be Superman. And
right.
I think the question is not which one is better, but if these men want, I think a mixed both in today's world is better. But if men want women to be this superwoman, then why aren't men, my question is, why aren't men being supermen?
Well, Jen,
take this
out. We have a call online that probably want to comment on that right quick. 678-651. Go ahead and make your comment.
Of course, it's Nick again.
Hey, what's up, Nick? And 228, we'll be getting right to you real soon.
Jen, I love you to death because you speak your mind, and I really love that. This is the thing that I think that we are all misinterpreting. When we say that it should not be a necessity, no man likes to be told what he should do for his woman.
Correct.
When we say that it shouldn't be a necessity, we should feel like, okay, I'm not doing this because it's a chore. I'm doing this because I love my woman and I want my woman to look good. I want her to feel good. So when you say it's a necessity, it's more or less you're telling us, no, this is what you're going to do. No, let the man be a man. I want to give you an example because my grandmother is what I consider to be the ultimate woman. Because when she was doing this was back when there weren't many rights for women or black people for that matter. So she had two things against her. She held her own business down. She had her own dry cleaners. But every day when she got home, she still made sure the house was in order. She cooked, she cleaned, she took care of the kids, and she took care of my grandfather. And he took care of her. And it went both ways. When it comes down to it, the woman is the manager of the household.
And
it really
comes
down to it.
Nick, I mean, we totally agree with you.
Your grandfather, can I ask you this, Nick? But your grandfather was a superman. Is that correct? He deserved
like
a superwoman because he was a superman.
She took care of him, and he took care of her. That's why
I
keep saying it's, if you're going to be 50-50, you need to be 50-50. But here's my this is my thing about it. A lot of times women sit there, and you say that women have been beaten down emotionally by men who
you know, don't know how to treat them. A lot of women don't know themselves. They won't take the time to learn who they are. So
right.
they go out and they find the first thing that they think loves them or will show them that attention without finding out what mm. they really like and
yeah.
then finding out what that man is really about. It's a lot of good men that's around here right now that have been burned
right.
by women who just want
right.
what they see, what the
right.
images they see. Oh, I want the bad boy. Oh, he's got to drive this. Oh, he's got to do this. He's got
yeah.
to play for this team. And then those are the guys who are dogging them out. So we have to pick up the slack for those guys, and we have to bring you back from this emotional beatdown that you have taken. You know, honestly, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if we have to do all that and then you tell me that this is what I have to do, then, yeah, I'm like, you know what, I have options. And that's my thing. I have options, and you know what, I'm going to move on.
Well, Nick, I will say this. As a black woman, as a woman, I say this. I agree with you. I agree. And I don't think I will ever tell my man or any man, you have to do this. I'm saying that he should feel it necessary in his heart without me saying anything. I don't think women should go, you should do this, you should do that. I come from a household where my daddy's word is the last word, regardless. That's
how
I feel.
This? How about this? My word finna be the word right now, because we got some callers on the line that we missing, and we appreciate both of y'all. And, man, this is very encouraging, you know. I mean, the show that's going to come up next week, Traditional Man versus 21st Century Man, we definitely want y'all to call in, because we're going to be beating up on some dudes by this, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Nick, we definitely agree with you. Go ahead, Al.
Caller 228, I know you've been waiting. Do you want to comment on that? 326-254, please.
All right. I guess we had on a little bit too long right there, but we definitely appreciate y'all comments. Right at the moment right now, you know, it seems like everything's leaning towards, you know, everybody want to find common ground when it comes to relationships. But it seems like, you know, Jen, don't get it twisted. We're not saying all about the necessity as far as the hair and all that. You know, it's just the fact of women now, a traditional woman, in my opinion, seems like she can make things happen. And just like in our question, who is more successful in a relationship? The independent woman now, I would love to see an independent woman last in a relationship, but it seems like she won't. Because guess what?
Right.
You know, she's forceful, she's mean,
mm-hmm.
all those things, but yet at the same time, they love to say, you can't handle a strong black woman.
Right.
And I'm
and just
still
like
trying
that
to figure
movie
that one
G.
out.
And
just
I just
like
think
that movie
that
G, hold on, Jen. I want to bring this up. This particular movie that I really like, it's a Tyler Perry film, Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah.
And the role of, what's her name? Nice black.
All right, well, we know who you're talking about.
In the role. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, her role was like that. Successful black woman. When this guy came along, she shot him down like so hard, like made him feel less of nothing. But when she got to know him, she fell in love.
Yeah.
He didn't have all those things, but she fell in love. Because he could do everything else.
And well, you know what? A lot of women won't give guys that opportunity nowadays.
They won't.
Hey, it is what it is.
They won't.
And you know what? Every last one of y'all that's out there right now, that's a woman that's listening on this phone, this next song goes out to y'all. Because without y'all, we'll be no us. And guess what? I still love my traditional woman. I love my strong black woman. Because without you, we would not have a Harriet Tubman. We wouldn't have the people that Maya Angelou, you know, the people that inspire us and the people that help us got to this level that we are now. So this right here go out to all y'all. And it's beautiful by Music Soul Child.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night you make me want you. It drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. Does it just feel so right? I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. 'Cause girl, don't you know? how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe,
I wanna give
my love to you. You got the
tonight for the rest of your life.
Your life,
I wanna be
always here by your side.
People, and that was Music Soul Child. Beautiful. Great song, man. Great song. So, people, we had a great discussion. Now, we want to try to finish up on everything, too, as well, too. Now, I think we got a caller who wants to get online. Caller 214 403-118.
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm driving right now, but I had to put my comment in.
Yeah. Say that again, please.
Oh, I'm driving. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, take your time.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm driving, so I decided to call in. You should have defined what you consider a traditional versus 21st century woman. To me, a traditional woman is, you know, back in the day, the men were, the women stayed at home, had children, kept the house in order, okay? That's because women did not have to work because the cost of living was lower. But now it's higher, more women have to go to school. So in order to keep a family going, to keep the economics of the household, women have to work. So of course, something's going to suffer. So you have to decide if you want to 100% traditional woman, you're going to have to have the finances to take care of the family. Quite plain, because unfortunately, that's the way American culture is. It's very expensive, and everybody has to work. So what do you want to suffer?
Carl, it seems like we're dropping out on you. If you could, please give us a call back next week, and we definitely want to hear your opinion. We hate that we couldn't hear everything you needed to say, but hopefully we'll get you to call back in next week. Thank you very much. At the moment, we have our man. He's back. He's back. And this is the Chase segment, y'all, and our man, Dub Jizzle.
Y'all already know what it is, man. You know what I'm talking about. It's time to get unfiltered, unadulterated, some kids go into y'all rooms. You understand me, man? Now, look here. Let me tell y'all something real quick, man. Me, personally, I'm a throwbacker. See, all this new age jump off, you know what I'm talking about? Guess what? Y'all ain't getting no good men. Y'all dealing with these old raggedy boys. And y'all still want to be talking and all this independent, and I don't do this, and you're going to have to do this for me to even act right. Nah, let me tell you something, Jack. I like a woman who ain't got to put on 4 goddamn pounds of makeup. She ain't got to goddamn wrap her hair at the damn hair salon for goddamn 5 hours just to look right. She ain't got to put on no goddamn skinny-ass, goddamn short, tight, goddamn where your goddamn meat hanging up out of your goddamn clothes, if you got anybody at all anyway, you know what I'm talking about? You ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to put on no pump. You can come around me with no makeup on, you know what I'm talking about, in a tank top with some jogging pants on and some shoes. And guess what? If you carry yourself real heavy, Jack, you know what? I'm down with you. You understand me, man? All this traditional versus, look here, it's a 50-50 jump off anywhere it go, you know, to my especially if you're in a relationship. Okay, yeah, I know women right now that go to work, go to school, come home and take care of their kids and take care of their man, and don't complain about it, because guess what? In the same jump off, she picked her man who gonna take care of her, them kids, and them same food when she need it. You know what I'm talking about? So guess what? All this, I need that. No, you need to get your priorities straight and find you a man who got his priorities straight, you know what I'm talking about, and then y'all can get right. Because all this, I need this, I'm going to do that, and no disrespect to my girl, Jen, man, but that's what you like to do, but guess what? I don't know your current situation right now, but I don't think you're going to get you a right man, you know what I'm talking about, when you over there, I need my hair and my nails and my toes and all that done. Okay, that's cool on the other side, but guess what? What you going to bring in the situation, you know what I'm talking about? I need you to come in this thing with your own money, and do something for me. Go get your own issues done. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Go get your own stuff done. And guess what? If I need a haircut, you pay for my barber once or twice. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't got to be all this, man. Hey, look here. Before I get all over excited, you know what I'm talking about? PMC Forever, UGK, Big House, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, shout out to everybody who tuning in, you know what I'm talking about? And it's your boy, Dub G. Follow me on Twitter, Dub Jizzle, you know what I'm talking about? Church Priest Tabernacle, in the words of my big brother, Alligator Soup Floyd. And I'm out this thing, you know what I'm talking about? Already.
Hey, man, I told you he was going to come back and act an ass like that. I knew that was coming.
Hey, that's all I got, man.
Oh, my
God. Like I said, man, he keeps it real. And people, don't get it twisted. Like I said earlier, that is an educated black man right there.
Definitely.
People.
Business owner.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. All-around hustler, man. All-around hustler. And you know what? We appreciate everybody that called in today. If your comment didn't get heard this week, please tune in next week. Traditional man versus
the 21st
century
man.
Man.
Yeah, so,
somebody told me I sound like the Quiet Storm, man. What the hell is going on this week? Am I sexy or something? What the hell is
going
on? Sound
like that dude the wrestling commercial back in the day.
Hey, yes. We got a caller right here before we get out of here. 662-312. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, it's your boy Business, Southern County, man. I was just sitting around listening to it, man. I just wanted to holler at Jen for a second and ask her, really, what was a queen mother whore? I want to know what that is.
Well, guess what?
I really do.
Biz, we going to get with you on that next week, man. We definitely, before we get out of here, because we want to go ahead and play the special track that was done for us from one of our homies, Big Crit. We're going to get with you next week. Make sure you call in, man. We're going to elaborate on that a little bit more. But we're going to talk about the men. Appreciate you, cousin. All right. Al, I'm just wilding out right now, Al. Enough energy right here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm glad that we had, you know, another female caller to actually call in to comment, you know what I'm saying, this week, you know what I'm saying. I think it was, you know, I think we still, the men still kind of won this one, too, you know what I'm saying. You know, we ain't trying to battle.
No.
But you know what I'm saying.
No,
but, you know, you know, I know there were some more female callers that called in because the switchboard, we got a lot of people listening online.
Yeah.
So don't act like you said and they want to call in, you know. For this
week's
show, and then
make sure you go ahead and come on in next week. We're not women bashers. We're not men bashers.
No, we're not.
We're gonna speak our mind and our opinion. Because guess what? We always in the middle of conversation. We either gonna conversate it or we gonna debate it, baby. That's what it is. And we are the middlemen. And here's our special track from one of our homeboys right here to put it down for us.
Big Crit shouted, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout in and learn some, put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
It's going down, baby. Make sure you tune in next week, Traditional Man
versus 21st Century Man. Log on.
That's right, people.
www.wearethemiddleman.net.
That's right. Females, if you're out there listening, please comment next week because we want y'all's opinion. Please. We need more females this time because, you know, I know y'all were listening. Y'all been probably just scared to comment today. But next week, please comment. And call us 214-460-3118. Please call in next week because we really wanted to hear your comment. And hopefully you're somewhere where we can actually hear you. And we appreciate you actually listening to our show on the road while you drive. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be safe. We are
don't
the middleman.
Don't hit them trees. Don't smoke that herb while you're listening to us because you may get blown away. We are the middleman. Thank you. Bye-bye.